For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use deep cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.
Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Ladies, if you've been wondering about new developments in wash day products, here's sensational news I'm certain will surprise you. News that means a sparkling clean wash for you. Deep cleaning Oxidol reaches deep down into fabrics and gets out the gray dirt left enclosed by the leading wash day suds, the leading short cut suds. Now, this news was demonstrated to women recently in actual washing demonstrations. And today, you can hear in her own words what one of the women present at such a demonstration saw. Listen to Mrs. Guy C. Wallace of Flushing, New York.
In this washing demonstration, they used my clean clothes. At least I thought they were clean because I had just washed them with a leading sud the way you told me. Then they washed those clothes over again, this time with deep cleaning Oxidol. You should have seen the dirty wash water come out of those clothes I thought were clean. That dirty wash water showed me Oxidol really can get out the gray dirt left in clothes by those leading shortcut suds.
Thanks, Mrs. Wallace. And ladies, here's something you can do next wash day. Use deep cleaning Oxidol and see for yourself how much dirt Oxidol can get out of your clothes. And even more important, look at the clothes themselves. When you use deep cleaning Oxidol, your clothes look sparkling white and bright. Your clothes feel soft and fluffy. Your clothes smell wind-blown fresh and sweet. Yes, clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with deep cleaning Oxidol. Yet Oxidol is really safe. Deep clean clothes stay brighter, new looking longer. So don't wash clothes with suds that leave dirt in. Get clothes deep clean, sparkling clean with deep cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.
Ask your dealer for Oxidol today. And now, for Ma Perkins. Well, we've never liked or trusted Cousin Sylvester. We know him to be deceitful, greedy, and dishonest. But yesterday, Ma learned that Sylvester had been in trouble with the police one time out west. And since Ma knows that Sylvester wants to marry Faye, and Ma's even heard through the grapevine that Sylvester hopes to elope with Faye, well, Ma's feelings can easily be imagined. And we mustn't forget that matter of Willie and Evie's money, which Sylvester swindled and has not yet returned. It's after 10 o'clock at night now, and Ma's just getting home.
Listen. Is that you, Ma?
Yes, sir. I left the car out in front. Would you ask Joseph to put it away, please? Never mind, then, dear. I'm going up. Never mind, dear. It's not important.
Here I come.
Here I come. Now, it's 3 o'clock. I'm beginning to get worried. You didn't run out of gas anything, did you?
Oh, no, I didn't, sir. I was just wrong to do anything, but it's no matter. But would you ask Joseph to put the car in the garage, please? I'm tired.
Well, I've got some tea on the stove. I was waiting for you to come back. Come on. Come on.
I reckon I'll go straight up, say, Child. Yes, I'll go straight up.
Oh, Ma. Don't you feel well? What is it? Where were you?
I'm all right, dear. Paulette, all right?
Paulette? Well, of course you are. Oh, Ma, something's upsetting you. Why are you looking at me like that? Ma, you weren't at Willie's and Eddie's, were you?
No. Not at Willie's and Eddie's.
Oh, Faye.
Faye, Sucker tells me that I should ask you to the face. I should tell you what we... I can't. How can I? Let me go up.
Can I ask me something to my face? You mean this is something about me? Well, what is it? I haven't done anything. Nothing that I know of, anyway. Oh, no, for heaven's sake, what's the matter? You said you were way over at Chuckles?
Oh, she must have been wrong. Even if she went wrong, it's no business of mine, so why am I so upset?
I say you never done nothing in her whole life that wasn't right and good. And even if you do this, why, it makes no affair of mine.
What? Do what? Please, Ma.
Okay. Say, dear, you know I don't like to interfere with other folks' business. I try not to tell you what to do or where to go or when to come back.
For heaven's sake, sometimes I wish you would tell me. If anything, you lean over too far, Mark, letting us kids make our own mistakes. But what am I doing now that's wrong, Mark?
Oh, who can say what's wrong? It's only... Well, I'll tell it to you first. Demeter came to see me. Mamma was going to pass the room. Cousin Demeter.
Yes?
And Demeter said that... She said that... She hates of us just talking. How silly this is, you see. How silly this is. She heard Sylvester saying something about elope. And so she was worried. And she told me...
Elope? With me?
You mean that you know nothing about it?
Well, of all things, Sylvester, elope with me?
Oh. Now, believe me, we both said we just couldn't just keep it. We even agreed that you must have been wrong. And if that's the case, I will say no more about it, Satan. Unless there's something that you'd like to tell you more about.
But there's nothing to tell.
I haven't anything against elopement in general. I suppose if a girl wants to elope, let her elope. It just never occurred to me that I...
didn't elope with Sylvester. What such an idea had never even crossed my mind. And I wonder what makes Sylvester so sure that I'm going to marry him in the first place. The longer I think about it, the more I think that maybe I won't get married.
Oh, no, Fena, don't get into this position. Like I said, Benita herself isn't too sure. And so, what did you say? The longer you think about it, the more you feel that you don't want to get married.
Yeah, I don't know, Ma. Here, move one step up, Mr. Fanny. I'll sit on this step here. Of course, I want to get married, Ma. I've been saying so for 2 or 3 years. You see, with Paulette, a little girl very much needs a father. It's her association with her father which will determine very largely the sort of man she herself will want to marry. So it's important for Paulette. But I also must say I believe it's important for me. You've given me the best home in this whole world, and I don't think for 1 minute I'm not happy here. I've been very happy. But I want more children. I want the kind of companionship that only marriage can give a person. I want to be in love with them. Although maybe that's only a way of saying I want to be loved. And so I do want to get married. But as for Sylvester, golly. Like the joke they tell about the fellow on the crooked poker game. They asked him, didn't he know it was crooked? And he said, sure, but it's the only game in town. Sylvester,
why do you say crooked? Well, what makes you say crooked, say? What have you heard? Who said anything?
Nobody said that. What do you mean? No, I was only saying Sylvester seems to be the only man around at the moment. Thanks for Grayson's letters kept fewer and farther between. Big bum. So I asked. I don't understand, Mark. Crooked?
Never mind. Anyway, you don't feel that it's all settled between you and Sylvester.
I feel that nothing is settled between me and Sylvester. In fact, we'll shuffle for down on him and all this commotion about did Sylvester take Lily and Evie's money for himself. You know, that mining stuff. And Lily and Evie still haven't gotten their money back. No? Lately I've been viewing my sixth cousin, Mr. Sylvester Hammaker, with rather fishy eyes, even if I do say so myself. And as for this elopement business, next time I talk to him, I'm going to find out what's behind
it. Oh, now, that might not be necessary. Say, we don't have a nice to say to
kill. I'm not going to kill. Just going to find out what's cooking.
We won't have the roast chicken cooking if I don't get into the kitchen and have to
All right, dear. I'll go up and get out of this bed.
No, Ma. I'm practically through with it. I got most of it done. You just come have some tea with me.
How's Chester? What do you have to say?
Oh, Chester's fine, dear. He's just fine.
What he said?
Gone? We land at first at 11 and
10. No, I'll get it. You go on the kitchen and sit yourself down.
I might as well see how much you got done.
Hello?
Little Fay? It's me, Desna Fay, your dream boss. Not Sir Robert E. Lee, the S.S. Sylvester P. Hammaker.
Oh, good evening, Sylvester P. Hammaker. Were your ears burning just a few minutes ago, Cousin Sylvester?
My ears? Burning? Cousin Fay, little Cousin Fay, when I think about you, which I practically do every minute, everything burns.
What? Now, really, Cousin Sylvester, one, you shouldn't say such things. And two, there is something I want to talk to you about. It has come to my attention.
Hold it, little lady. Just hold the phone, Sugarfoot. I apologize. But where you're concerned, it's like the words of the old song. You're driving me crazy. And, point two. Would you and your good mother see your way clear to favor me with your presence tomorrow evening at, shall we say, 8 p.m. in my very own cabin?
No, wait. What favor you with us? What did you say?
Well, it's a very important occasion, little lady, it's, where the entire family will foregather and assemble. Try and make it, little lady, please. In fact, I insist. 8 o'clock at our house.
No, but still that's it. But is this about Billy and Evie's money? What are you up to now, Sylvester?
Ladies, there's a new Warstay thrill waiting for you the first time you use Deep Cleaning Oxidol. Because Deep Cleaning Oxidol reaches deep down into the fibers of clothes, coats grimy dirt away, and gives you a wash that's sparkling clean. You can see what this means when you wash clothes with Oxidol. They're dazzling white and bright. You can feel they're soft and fluffy. You can smell they're sweet. Yes, clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with Deep Cleaning Oxidol. So for a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, get Deep Cleaning Oxidol at your dealers now in the same familiar Oxidol package. And what is Sylvester up to? Is it really possible that Faye can be thinking of marrying him? Now, but Sylvester's clever. Then that's what alarms us tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins with Virginia Payne. Ma Perkins is directed by Edwin Wolfe. For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use Deep Cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.